This is Engenuity, a Boilermaker engineering podcast. This episode will discuss the grand challenge of reimagining infrastructure.
Welcome to the first episode of Engenuity, a podcast featuring some of the latest, inspiring, and innovative stories from Purdue Engineering. I'm Arvind Raman, Boilermaker alumnus and Dean of Engineering. Today's episode of Engenuity deals with the condition of U.S. infrastructure and an innovative solution that is literally breathing life into our highways. It's widely acknowledged that U.S. infrastructure is in dire need of improvement, scoring an overall grade of C- and D- for transit infrastructure, according to the most recent report from the American Society of Civil Engineers. In fact, the Society cited findings like wear and tear on our nation's roads that have left 43% of public roadways in poor or mediocre condition. The Congress recognized this problem and passed a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law, which is being implemented. But why is this problem so challenging, and what can be done about it? Joining me today is Luna Liu, Associate Dean of the Faculty in the College of Engineering and Riley Professor of Civil Engineering. She's the founding director of the Center for Intelligent Infrastructure at Purdue. She's also an American Concrete Pavement Association scholar and the founder and CEO of the startup company WaveLogix. Welcome, Dr. Liu, to Engenuity.
Thank you for having me, Dean Raman.
So let's get started here. I don't quite know how the American Society of Civil Engineers does this, but a D-minus grade, I assume this professional society does not do grade inflation, so a D-minus is a D-minus. What is that all? What goes behind such an assessment?
Absolutely. As you say, the ASCE definitely not inflated the grades, right? So the reason for D-minus is primarily because of all the infrastructure, was including the roads, bridges, the water system, power grids, was built in the 1950s and 60s. However, if you think about it, the U.S. population has doubled, right, from the 150 million to nowadays about 300 million. So at that time, the roads, bridges, infrastructure was not designed to accommodate the volume of the population as what we're having. So what that leads to, the three things. Number one, we have aging infrastructure. As we all know, 40% of the roads in U.S. is graded at poor condition. Just the pothole alone costing over $140 billion per year to repair. What does that mean? It means roughly $621 per citizen out of taxpayers' money, right? And number two thing is a safety concern. It's not only about aging infrastructure. That aging infrastructure leads to a safety concern. For instance, you know, every 2 minutes, there is a water main breakdown somewhere in the United States, cost over 600 million gallons water, right, per month in the U.S. So that's a huge volume. And the evidence of, you know, safety concern of the U.S. aging infrastructure is everywhere. Many headlines caught our attention, right? And then the third thing is really the resilience concern, right? So we talk about aging infrastructure safety, and the resilience is another perspective. For instance, climate-induced weather-related resilience problem, hurricane, storm water, destroy the bridges, road, water, pipeline, right? Federal Highway Administration just announced providing, you know, $730 million just to help each state to rebuild roads and bridges because of a natural disaster, right? And we also know there's a cyber attack potential, right, on the aging infrastructure. So if you're looking at that, that's probably causing why it's a degrade, and which, as a civil engineer, I'm not particularly proud of.
That's really interesting, Dr. Liu. Let's turn to talk a little bit about you. You want to make our infrastructure smarter by using sensor technology to monitor and communicate road conditions so that issues can be addressed earlier. And the world has taken note. Fast Company magazine named your smart concrete one of the next big things in tech. Indianapolis Business Journal said, quote, "She has made an international name for herself by creating potentially game-changing iterations of one of the world's oldest construction staples, unquote. And your company, WaveLogic's Concrete Strength Sensors, have been named an American Society of Civil Engineers game changer. That's all very exciting. Now, I can only imagine that infrastructure investment economics balances costs, which is both the upfront capital cost and the R&R costs, with societal benefits. Now, how might this sensor change the underlying economic equations of infrastructure investment?
Thank you, Dean Rahman, for the great introduction about the technology. The sensor technology being able to let the roads or the infrastructure communicate with us what's the current condition. Mm-hmm. The understanding of the current condition is the start of the transforming and improving the condition, right? So for instance, the sensor be able to tell us when the concrete reached the strength after major road repairing. So therefore, we'll know what is the optimized time to open the traffic, right? Without causing the frequent repair or without delay the traffic conditions. So that's number one thing. Number two is we can reduce the cost. Because of accelerated the construction schedule often leads to reduce the cost. The third benefit of the using the sensor is to be able to cut the 20 to 25% overused cement. As we know, as the industry, cement is one of the largest industry generated, CO2, right, greenhouse emission. So that 25% of the cement reduction leads to almost 1 billion ton of the CO2 reduction on a yearly basis, right? Mm-hmm. That's a huge contribution to the climate change.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So in other words, the technology can reduce both the capital cost and in fact, utilization of the infrastructure. That's a win-win. That sounds pretty amazing. Can you tell us, Dr. Liu, like where has this invention been deployed and how's it going?
Yeah, thanks for asking this question. It's great. So the technology invention was started in 2017, currently has been used over 10 states in the United States, that including California, Texas, Tennessee, Indiana, Missouri, and you name it. And majority of the concrete state has been implementing and using the technology primarily to help the decision makers such as engineer to understand the road conditions, to understand when they can open the traffic after the major renovation, and also to understand what is the maintenance needed down the road. Mm.
10 states. So it's fair to say that thousands of vehicles have driven over your sensors. Maybe I have, and I don't know about it. That's fascinating.
Very likely on the Interstate 65, we also used this, the Interstate 465 in Indiana. So Indiana has been one of the primary sponsor of using the technology.
Oh, that's fantastic. Fantastic. Now, as you look back, 2017 is when this technology was invented, and now it's been deployed 10 states, interstates, etc. This is a great success, right? So when you look at the whole arc of like invention to deployment to actually benefiting society, looking back, what were some of the most important challenges, technical, business, people challenges, to getting to this point?
Yeah, I don't know how long we have. I can talk about a day. So as you pointed out, there are many challenges. The technical challenge, I think, the biggest challenge is to how you leverage the IoT development, wireless communication, right, and into a concrete industry, which is very harsh environment, right? So primarily we use IoT, for instance, it's, in a very nascent technology, but this is a harsh environment, high temperature. And so that is the one thing we have been overcome in terms of the business development, as you know. Building the team, articulate vision, and find the market, and then really understand, the cadence of launching and the business, right? So I'm very excited to announce we're in the process of the Series A, and hopefully we can close that quickly. And we have built a product, and the pilot study of the product application already done with the 10 state, over 25 different projects, including bridges, roads, and retention wall, and the water treatment tank, so variety of the industry. And also very excited, Federal Highway and ASHTO stands for American Association of the State Highway Testing Agency, has published a food testing standard based on this technology. And that will give all the states an opportunity and the power to use the technology. And also, more importantly, we have the potential to replace the 200 years old testing methods, which, it's not very reliable, not consistent, and nobody like about it.
Oh, that is absolutely fascinating. What other technology are you, what's the next big barrier you're going to break and big challenge you're going to address? What else is brewing in your lab?
There, other than sensor technology, there are current several other ones we're working on. One, it's using nano silica in the concrete to make road self-healing, self-repairing. So that technology has been rolled out in partnership with a startup company called E5, and then technology has been used to over 200 bridges, road, buildings, not only in United States, but also internationally, such as India and several European countries. So other than that, we are also working with another company called Layton by using high-strength graphene to create a high-strength concrete to increase the tensile strength of the concrete. But what I'm really excited is a completely new game-changer technology to working with some of the professors in the Department of the Agriculture to using plant-based material to making the concrete with the solid waste, such as plant and steel waste, and to making the new cement. And that will be completely a paradigm shift about manufacture process of the cement. And then from this process, we have a potential not only create the carbon neutral, but carbon negative cement. Why? Because a plant can absorb CO2, and then that CO2 will be mineralized and permanently stored in the concrete.
That is amazing. That is amazing. It's not just about concrete that that talks and speaks and communicates, but heals itself, uses plant-based materials. That is amazing. How did you get interested in infrastructure with civil engineering? What did that journey look like for you?
Civil engineering means to me for three things: impactful, inspiring, and empowering. So let me touch on impactful first. There is no other discipline has made an impact on every aspect of human life. If you think about all the infrastructure, it's connect people, empower business, drive economy, right? It's inspiring because we can build infrastructure not on this planet of Earth, but to the Mars, to the outer space, right? And also empowering. It's empower people, empower the business. So that's what civil engineering means to me. How I started this journey? Because of my father, who has never attended to college, but he is a truly entrepreneur. He started a very small construction firm in China in the 90s, and to build the roads and the bridges. So that really get me the opportunity and to see the impact of the civil infrastructure can have on the human society. And that get me excited.
Dr. Lunelu, innovator, educator, leader. To learn more about her and her company's innovations, see her blog on https://medium.com/Purdue Engineering. There is a piece that she's written on IoT for smart structure, smart infrastructure. This is Arvind Raman signing off on this episode of Engenuity.
This has been Engenuity, a Boilermaker Engineering podcast. For more information on some of the issues discussed in this podcast, go to the Engenuity homepage and click on the podcast icon on the upper right.